Lesson 94. A pair of bellows. Have you a pair of bellows at home? If you have, I hope that you will examine them carefully and try to see how they're made and to understand their use. Perhaps you've heard of the boy who cut the bellows open to see where the wind came from. If you read what I have to tell you, you will not need to do anything so foolish. A pair of bellows consists of two rounded pieces of thin wood, which are joined together at the edges by a folded piece of leather. Each board has a short handle by which the bellows can be opened and closed. In the center of the under or lower board, there's a round hole, and if you put your finger into this hole, you can feel that it's closed inside by a loose flap of leather. This leather flap is called a valve. It opens inwards. When you separate the handles of the bellows and make the space inside larger, the air outside forces open the valve, rushes in through the hole, and fills the bellows. But when you push the handles together, the air inside presses down the valve and closes the hole, so that the air has to pass out through the metal spout or nozzle which is placed at the end of the bellows opposite to the handles. A valve is somewhat like a trap door, and is used for allowing a fluid, usually air or water, to pass through in one direction, but not in the other. You can make a valve by cutting a hole through a big cork, and then covering the hole with a piece of paper, a little smaller than the cork. You must pin down or gum the paper to the cork at one side only. You will then find that you can blow through the hole in the cork in one direction, but not in the other. If you keep your finger inside the hole in the bellows by which the air enters, the bellows will not do their work properly